God's direct interventions. God the Father is not just watching us. He's actively participating in our lives. So also God the Son and God the Spirit. In the patriarchal ages and Old Testament, we see specific instances of God's active involvement. Out of the innumerable instances, some of his dimensions of involvement are fellowship, the primary reason God created us. Before the fall, God walks and talks with Adam. Later, we observe that Enoch in Genesis 5, Noah, Job, and a few others enjoy close fellowship with God. Judgment. Much as it pains him, in his righteousness, he judges Adam and Eve and subsequent perpetrators of evil. In his love, he informs Noah of the flood, Abraham of the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah, Genesis 9, and those who he's close to before carrying out major acts of judgment. He even ensures that the righteous are saved in these cases. Prophecy. He signals the future. Some instances are his covenant with Noah, Genesis 6:13, his message to Rebekah that Jacob will rule Esau, dreams to Joseph, butler, baker, Pharaoh, Abimelech, etc. Blessing. He blesses Abraham, Sarah, Isaac, Genesis 25, Jacob, Genesis 35:9, Joseph, Job, etc. Guidance. God appears to Abraham in Genesis 17 several times to lead him in his journey of faith into the promised land. He gives detailed instructions to Noah on the ark construction and management. Job acknowledges his guidance. God appears to Jacob and guides Isaac. New birth. God opens and closes wombs. Example, God opens Rebekah's womb. He closes Rachel's womb but enables Leah to conceive in Genesis 29. Later on, he opens Rachel's womb in Genesis 30. Loneliness. There are two cases in Genesis where the phrase God is with is used for Joseph and Ishmael, the two young boys separated from their home. Distress. The angel of the Lord appears to Hagar when she thought Ishmael was going to die, Genesis 21. God appears to Jacob when he runs away from Esau, Genesis 35. Protection. God protects Sarah's purity, Genesis 20, verse 3. He protects Jacob as he returns from Laban's house, striving. God is striving to bring us to him. The Lord wrestles with Jacob, Genesis 32, 28. The Holy Spirit is also active in the following ways. He gives and sustains life, physical and spiritual, Genesis 1, 2, 6. Raids enemies, Judges 14, 6 and 13. Ends life when released, Genesis 25, verse 8. He anoints. The anointing oil is a symbol of the Holy Spirit, Exodus 27, 39. He troubles those who oppose God, for example, Pharaoh in Genesis 41, verse 8. He guides, 1 Kings 18, 12. Utters prophecies through people, Numbers 26, 29, 24, 3. Inspires, speaking God's word into Samuel. It says, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me and his word was on my tongue. Directs leaders, example in Israel, Saul, David, Samson in Judges 13, 25. Jephthah, Judges 11, 29, etc. He endows wisdom, understanding, knowledge, and all manner of workmanship. Exodus 35, 31, 31, verse 3. While many of the activities of the Son of God are inclusive of the above, we will also see some special ones in the next session. God is active today. What is our response? Do we have faith and obedience like Abraham, right fundamentals like Jacob, purity, patience, and perseverance like Joseph? Carry the legacy like the patriarchs.